Welcome to another episode of The Wardrobe Shift with Jessica Ramoshaba. If you are a returning listener, we are so happy that you are back. And if it's the first time you're joining us, welcome to our world where we love fashion, beauty, pretty much all things made sustainably and ethically, and things that are contributing to the environment, making the environment and the planet a better place, but mostly that are also contributing to you, the buyer, the consumer, the wearer. And that's basically what we do here, I think, in a nutshell. Nevertheless, today I'm excited to be chatting to Nicola Luther. She is the creative director and the CEO at Luna. Luna is a women's wear brand. They produce their clothing. I mean, they've been like, I think, legendary in sustainability, but it's just something that I guess they haven't, even in this episode, we discussed that it's something that they haven't really been so, I guess, loud about it, but it was very obvious when you walked into their store back in the day when I used to. So I'll tell you a little bit of how I know them. Very obvious when you walk into the store and just looking at their clothing, their craftsmanship, how they just, it was just like their use of linen is just like so beautiful. Their raw silk, how they, just the construction of how they make their clothes and the idea behind Luna, I think it's just so beautiful. So I used to work with them when I was a fashion editor and a freelance stylist, and I constantly just, you know, I would go source from their showroom, and they've always been so kind and so nice and so open and so warm, you know. And so I vowed that I would never damage their clothing because they were just so always so giving, and there's nothing worse than when people have been so kind to you and then always bring damaged garments. So anytime I knew that I could call Luna, anytime I knew that I could just rely on them. So this is a very beautiful full circle for me to be chatting to Nicola about one of their favorite initiatives, I think, that they did for the Luna brand. And I'll tell you more about it just now. We're so grateful that we managed to get hold of Nicola just to have a quick chat with her. They've been preparing for Fashion Revolution Week and Slow Event Weekend. And so they've been like, they're very busy. So we really had just like a quick check in just to find out about their initiative. When I saw it, I thought, no, we really need to get them on the podcast and just to, you know, we are here to share the news with you. We're here to let you know of what's out there in the sustainable fashion space so that you're able to participate. Basically here to make it easier for you to access those brands and to know about those brands and to know what's out there so that it's easier for you to transform your wardrobe and feel good while you are doing good. So they are a new initiative. It's called Loved Luna, a new chapter in a style story. And essentially what it is that if you have an old item that you bought from Luna, or perhaps you were gifted, whatever it is that it's just sitting in your wardrobe and you're not using it, you are more than welcome now, or you have an opportunity to send it back. And they will sell it as a pre-loved piece for you. And I think in return, then Luna will give you access into shopping more of their collection through, I think, a voucher system. So we're going to hear all about it. I thought that was very important for you to kind of know how it works so that you're able to participate. And by the time you go into the store and you know exactly what it entails. So here's my conversation with Nicola, and enjoy it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not that bad.
Good, how are you? Thank you. No, I'm so sorry, Shem. I feel your pain because I feel like you guys are very busy today.
It's like in the middle of winter production, so that's chaos. And then the shop and the fashion week, and it's just been a manic week.
I promise it's gonna be so quick, like quick. It just hit me now as I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh my god, they're probably so busy, you know. So,
but probably everyone's busy. It's just bad timing. But nice chat.
Okay, so let's get into it. So please tell us about the Love Luna initiative and what inspired it.
So we're gonna launch it on the weekend for Fashion Revolution Week, and it's we really just wanted to promote circularity in fashion, and with our pieces we've always wanted them to like have a long lifespan, because you know with fast fashion so much clothing is disposed of or like ends up in landfills or being burnt, and we really want to not be any part of that.
So
we've always made our clothes to like last a long time, but obviously people's tastes and preferences change over time, and like maybe you buy something for an event and then never have occasion to wear it again. So this way people can trade in their pieces that they don't wear anymore and get something new and fresh that they love. Nothing's wasted, and that it's
kept. I think it's just so brilliant, because sometimes you wonder, because we're not in retail, so you wonder why is it that retail is not adopting that model of if you're making clothes, then you might as well invite people to come over and bring the clothes back. So it's just so nice that we're finally here, you know?
I know, I'm very excited about it. I think, already we've just been chatting to a few customers about it, and the feedback's been great. I think there's such a need just to... Because people don't want to throw stuff away, or don't want to, they want to keep it useful. So it's nice that you can give it to someone else or buy something from someone else and just keep that story in the life going.
No, I think it's brilliant, because we've seen like a couple of stores overseas just like adopting the same model, and I think it has worked for us. I think it just makes sense. It should just be part of the whole chain, you know.
So the process is people can either drop stuff off in store or they can courier to us, and then we'll like just assess that it's of like a good enough quality to be sold again. So it's only Luna clothing that we sell in our store, but with all our stuff we try, when we make in it, we envisage it lasting 10 plus years. So the quality and the zips and the finishing should still be good enough. Mm-hmm. It's just like if nothing's like stained or that type of thing, we'll accept it. And then, we'll issue them with a voucher to buy something new. And then we'll have a rail in the store where people can obviously buy these pre-loved items that will obviously be at a reduced rate, but at a reduced cost. But they'll get new life out of someone else's garments.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not on consignment, it's not on anything. You're basically taking it and cleaning it like once.
Yes, provided it's in a good enough quality to sell.
Yeah.
They'll get a voucher immediately. And then the onus is on us to sell it. And if it's something that doesn't sell, then we'll either like donate it or recycle it or make sure that nothing is wasted.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so exciting. And in terms of the longevity of clothing, like how far back are you going? Like, can I bring something from forever ago?
The beginning, 25 years.
Really?
We hope. Like I say, with all our stuff, we really do focus on the quality. So, like, as long as you haven't spilt, like, red wine all over it, or it hasn't, like, the fabric and the trims should last. Like, those older pieces, like, they have such a history to them,
a
story, and, like, I'm so excited. We got a pair of pants the other day that someone had from, like, 10 years ago, and they're beautiful, and, like, just like, yeah, that's very exciting to have those like legacy pieces that are like special.
And there's bridal gowns that we used to do, and those, like, oh my god, and oh, like I still remember those, like as you come to the store, and they're just too gorgeous.
Those, yeah, like also like a lot of like beautiful silks and like those heavyweight linens, like it's just not made anymore. It's just not those pieces, like. Yeah, you can never replicate them. So I'm very excited to.
And how do you use your lace as well? Like how you used to like just use your lace just to trim this like silk dresses? Too beautiful.
Exactly.
I still remember.
It's
gonna
be very
sad. And so you guys have been going on for like you're literally legendary in this space, and I'm wondering what keeps you guys going.
Yeah, I think it's just the love for what we do, and like the brand is such a special brand. I think it's I fell in love with Luna because of like the ethos and like just the whole like story behind the brand, that they've always been focused on sustainability and like simplifying women's lives as well, and making people feel better and just making people's lives a bit easier and making you look gorgeous. And yeah, it's just it's the people and the story and the love for the brand.
Yeah, because it's been like every time when you go to 44th Stanley, if I go there one day and I find Luna is not there, I think all of us are literally going to just collapse, you know, because it's so iconic.
Yeah, I mean, we started when 44th Stanley opened. We were one of the first.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's a lovely history. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, two more questions and I'll let you go. Let's talk about our collab. People have been obviously asking and like getting like a few questions with Fawura. Like, why did you guys think we're a good fit in terms of celebrating Fashion Revolution and just like exciting weekend that you guys are having now at 44 Stanley?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've known each other a long time as well, and I really love your focus on sustainability and slow fashion, and so yeah, I think our values like align with that, that we're both trying to focus on moving towards more sustainable fashion. And also like the whole, I think collaborations are really important because it's like a whole lifestyle change. So like the more people that can work together and the more people know and get informed and like just giving people the tools to make decisions that work better. Yeah, I think it's really important that we can all work together and try to head towards the same goal.
Yeah, no, I agree. I really agree. And what I've noticed as well from the brand is that you are more pronounced now in terms of like communicating to people about sustainability, that we're actually sustainable. And, you know, that's our ethos and that's what we focus on. Why do you think you are going more towards that direction now? I mean, you've always been. Do you feel like maybe because people didn't know, or you now want them to know? Like I don't know how to.
No, I know what you mean. So we've always like, it's been part of the brand, the natural fabric, the like looking after our staff and that type of thing. Why are we really pushing it at the moment? It's more like, as you learn, like we now can get fabrics that are like traceable and certifiable, and like that wasn't, we always used natural fabrics before, but there was no like structure or like supply chain that allowed us to like know exactly where it came from and that no harmful chemicals or dyes or that type of thing were used in fabrics. So the whole industry is like moving more to allow for it, and then in that way like we can be sure that we know this fabric is certified and it's like no one in the supply chain has been harmed. So yeah, we're really pushing that now because, yeah, we're like able to, yeah, be more sure that we really are sustainable, and obviously there like improvements always to be made, but the infrastructure's really helped us to reach our goals or to improve on our goals. And then I think, yeah, it's important to communicate that to people who are wanting to be more sustainable, especially with climate change becoming more and more apparent. People are really wanting to find sustainable brands, and yeah, if you can give people the tools to do the things they want, it's good to communicate that.
No, I think it's very interesting you're saying that, because then that says to someone who wants to start a brand or, you know, going to design, that possibly then the route of getting towards sustainability has become much easier versus like when you guys started like back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's easier to gain, and so now it becomes like a choice of whether do you want to actually participate or not participate. It's not like the materials and things.
Exactly. Like, yeah, at some point, like, it just wasn't possible to know exactly where your fabric came from. It just in South Africa, it's from a mill somewhere overseas, and you don't know. But yeah, the structure has really been put in place recently that allows you to trace things, and that's everything is like recorded. And so yeah, it's so really exciting that the infrastructure is building around that.
No, very interesting. I think that sounds exciting and assuring, you know, because now that means it's a choice for the brand to choose to want to, I guess, position themselves that way or not, you know, it's in our hands in a way. Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot easier now. So it's yeah, it's been helpful.
One last question, lifestyle question. Over the years, according to you and seeing women coming in and out and shopping and all those things, what do you think women get wrong when it comes to their clothing or shopping or all of that?
Like for me, I always try, it's very easy to be influenced by like the latest trends and the latest, this, you're so always like bombarded with like so much trends and fashion, and I always try like go back to basics and know what suits me and what suits my body and what's practical in my lifestyle. So I think, yeah, and like don't buy a silk thing that has to be hand washed if that just, you don't have time to hand wash your clothes and all that type of thing. So to think about your lifestyle and to think about what you feel comfortable in, what suits your body, and to just focus on the basics and like simplifying your life. I really like the idea of a capsule wardrobe that you can just pick anything and it'll work and you'll look and feel beautiful, and like not having to like, oh, I've got this latest thing, I have to match it with this thing, and just to, yeah, basically to simplify and to think about yourself and your lifestyle and what works for you regardless of all the noise and influences from the latest trends. I think that's been my journey.
Thank you so much, Nicola. I'm going to let you go because I'm feeling nervous for you. So thank you. This was lovely. And I think, you know, we'll encourage everyone. I will also pop in, encourage everyone. By the way, I don't have any Luna pieces. It's shocking. Like,
what?
I know.
We've known you for so long, Jessica. You've got to sort you out.
I don't even have one. So I have to come and shop and look at the pre-loved and then maybe just get something.
Yes, definitely come to the pre-loved. I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
You saw so much as a stylist that at some point you forget to look after yourself. It's like a mom thing. You forget to look after yourself all the time for the kids.
Everyone else.
Anyway,
oh, focus on yourself.
I know. Keep well, and then I'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much. Thanks.
And that's my conversation with Nicola. How amazing. I really love the idea of us returning clothing back to the stores to, you know, for that circularity, for people to have an option of shopping from, you know, your stuff or my stuff, not only when we take the stuff to the shops to be donated, you know? Sometimes I feel like even though donation also has its intention and it means well, but it should be about someone else enjoying the piece, especially if the piece is still fine and it's still wearable and it can still push a couple of years. So I like that idea. So now we would have the donating, we would have the, you know, shopping pre-loved. And I think that makes it so much fun to have all these options, you know, even though I don't think Luna is doing donating, but I think you get my point. Like, it would be nice to have a system where all these options, you know, you're able to rotate them as a consumer. So really, really like that. Don't forget that we have a collab currently happening now with Luna till end of April. And basically, when you shop at Luna, you will get 15% discount if you put in the code FAURA. And yeah, and go test out the new initiative and let us know what you think. I'm definitely going to be shopping there. Like I said in the interview, I don't own any Luna piece. Not because I don't like their clothes, not because I don't think their clothes are amazing, because over the years, all my interaction with them has been so much as a stylist, and all the stylists understand out there that you are so focused on getting the job done and you're like, oh, I'll shop for myself later. By the time you have to shop for yourself later, you are so finished, you're so tired, you just couldn't even. Because then the whole styling process involves you going to get the clothing from the store, and then you go on set and you shoot, and then you have to return the stuff back. And most of the time, you're pretty much dealing with like about 8 stores, 7 stores, sometimes even 10 stores. You have so much merchandise with you, you're pretty much shopped out, you know, which actually has worked as well over the years as a strategy of pretty much me not shopping and shopping less, because half of the time you've seen these things so many times, you've touched them, you've felt the fabrics and everything, or you've kind of gotten a sense of how, you know, they work or how you would wear them, that you feel like you've already experienced the garment, which is not a good thing, especially you realize when you stop sourcing that actually you don't have anything to wear. Yep, it also happens to us. So I will be stopping by and just to see what they have, the latest collection. Like I said, they have the most beautiful, beautiful, just beautiful crafted clothing. So just go and pop in and enjoy. And we shall meet again on the next episode of The Wardrobe Shift with Jessica. I loved having you here. Do come back and let's do this again.